Northwest and Prime Ticket. And don't forget to watch the Big West Trek and Field Ticket.
And back here at Titan Gym, Greg Wong here live in Cal State Fullerton with Andy Clausen working the boards back in studio. UC Davis leads 26-23 with 8:29 to go here in the first half. They're on an 8-0 run, and it's been capped off by the freshman Rachel Nagel, who's making just her second start of her Aggie career with no Sydney Phipps for the second straight game. She was able to knock down the three, and that gave the Aggies a three-point advantage. Nagel has seven to lead the way for UC Davis. That's her first three of the ball game. She is third in the conference in three-point field goal percentage. 40% she shot this year from outside the arc. In the front court, Chung Sutton works it over to Onagamuho, back to Irene Chavez. Now Chung Sutton with a right-hand waist-high dribble over to Chavez. Irvine has it. Karen Oliver just called a timeout. And now driving, stopping on a dime. Jumper from the elbow. Chung Sutton off the backboard. No good. Missed it badly. Rebound Salvatore. Down the right sideline, she jogs. Now she makes her move on Chung Sutton, and a hand check is called against the Irvine guard. That's the fifth on Irvine. Aggies have six, so fouls piling up early in this first half. McKinney's going to check in, and Chung Sutton will take her first rest. The senior will come in. She's guarding Salvatore. Harris inbounding. Aggies with a fresh 30 in the opening round of the Big West tournament. Winner go home for both teams. Salvatore drives right lane line. Puts up a tough leaning shot. No good from 10 feet. Rebounded by Onagamuho for UC Irvine. And the Pasadena native will navigate her way up the floor. Aggies don't put on any pressure. Right corner, here is McKinney. Loops it back, top of the circle to Onagamuho. Touch pass to Jemison. Jemison steps out, takes a long jump shot for two. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound loose in a crowd. Harris trying to get to it. Onagamuho there as well. And it's a jump ball. It'll give it to UC Davis.
Checking in for the Aggies, number 13, Danny Napick.
Danny Napick's going to check back in. Salvatore will head to the Aggie bench. UC Davis leads 26-23, 7:35 to go, looking to get some breathing room. And that type of breathing room has been few and far between these last five or six games while the Aggies have been on this five-game losing streak. Napick into the front court, works the weave out high to Harris, returns to Nagel. Nagel operating, the freshman out of Cerritos, California, gets it right back from Beyer. 14 to shoot. She crosses over, throws to Navik, back to Nagel off a screen, straight away, triple, bullseye! Second three of the game for Nagel. She's already in double figures with 10. And the freshman stepping up in her second career start. Here comes Irvine with the Aggies up by six. On the right wing, Irene Chavez. Off to Onagamuho. Makes her move to the foul line. Covered well by Marfone. Now to Chavez. Bottled up by Nafik. And Nafik pressures her all the way to midcourt. Chavez off a side screen. Met on a switch by Harris. Bounce pass into Fajemison. Fajemison takes a power dribble. Right hand hook. No good. Fire with great defense of the rebound by Marfone. Now he's feeling a little momentum now as Nafik, the point guard, brings it to the forecourt. They're working to our right. Marfone spins at the top of the circle, off to Nafik, entry pass, good catch by Harris. She was fouled by Chavez on the catch. Harris laid it in afterwards, no basket, fouls on the floor. But any more of those fouls, it'll be free throws. That's the sixth on the Anteaters, six on the Aggies as well. Six and a half to play. Lauren Byer is going to head to the bench. And Allison Doherty is going to come in. Danny Nafik will trigger in, baseline right with six and a half to play. And the Aggies up by six. Nafik holds at the chest, throws to Marfone in the corner. Hands to Nafik. Nafik drives along the end line, bounces it through to Doherty. Touchback to Nagel. Another three pops in and out. But Jemison rebounds for Irvine. Here comes Onagamuho. Long strides to the paint. Step back. Contested jumper off the heel of the iron, but Harris is called for a foul.
Well,
Onagamuho sold it well. She sprung back after she took the jumper. And Harris with not a whole lot of contact, but she did brush her on the arm. It'll send Onagamuho to the stripe, trying to quell this Aggie run. 11-0 run scored by UC Davis in the last four and a half. Onagamuho comes up short on the free throw, trying to keep her career going at Irvine. She's a senior out of Pasadena from Etiwanda High School. 51% from the line on the year. And she stays true to that average. She knocks down the second after missing the first. UC Davis is up 29 to 24, 6:08 to play. Nassik probes to the tan paint. Another look. Nagel for three. Got them all. That's the third three of the half for the freshman. She leads all scorers with 13 points, and the Aggies with their biggest lead, 32 to 24. Under six to play. Right corner, driving goes on to Gamuho, hooks it to Sutherland, and she is fouled from behind by Kelsey Harris, and that is the third on the Aggie sharpshooter. And just some exasperated looks on the face of these Aggie players. Harris definitely has not gotten her money's worth on the three personals she's picked up in the half. And that one, she got her from behind, they say. And Jen Gross having a discussion on the far side with the officials. So Sutherland's at the stripe. 6'2 sophomore from Riverside, Arizona transfer. This is the one-on-one on the front end. Is off the heel strong. And the rebound by Salvatore. She's in the front court now, walking on the tan hardwood here at Titan Gym in Fullerton. Under six to play. First round matchup of Big West Tournament. Nathic spots up Marfo at the foul line, defers to Salvatore, bluffs on a three. Around the arc, Nathic extra pass. Nagel, another three. You got it. 4-3 of the game for the freshman. She's got 16 points in the first half. 35-24. My goodness. That is already a career high for Nagel. Now we've got an off-ball foul going against the Aggies. And another one, a ticky-tack foul. It's called on Doherty.